Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The email that we got into the show for a second date update today read less like a date and more like a scene from the movie The Hangover.
Oh.
It sounded like a wild date.
Whoa.
I won't tell you about it. I'll let Audrey tell you about it herself, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Audrey? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you currently caring for a baby that's not yours?
Yeah, are you stuck on a rooftop?
Is there a tiger involved?
No tigers were involved or harmed in the making of this date.
Okay,
but your email sounds like you had a crazy night with this dude that you want to call. What's his name, by the way?
Ken.
Ken, all right. So before we get into the actual date, tell us how you met Ken.
We met online.
Okay.
So I didn't really know a whole lot about him. We just kind of gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. First date, just out at a bar, like a dive bar.
Okay, that sounds pretty mellow so far. Pretty typical.
Yeah, I mean, it started like a normal date, but I know how to take something and have a good time with it.
Okay.
I'm not like a typical girl.
All right.
Okay.
So tell us what happened.
So we went to this dive bar and we were drinking beers, playing arcade games. I'm a video game fan myself.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, it was fun. And then we were playing like the pull tabs.
Oh yeah.
I love pull tabs.
And that is actually, pull tabs are a great first date.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I've never thought about it.
And every once in a while you win money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's something
bad.
To talk about, something to celebrate or commiserate with, depending on how it goes.
That does sound chill.
Yeah. So I actually won. I won $60.
Sweet.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. See?
See how cool I am?
Yeah.
So Ken made a joke that we should just turn it all into ones and go to the strip club.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. I figured I'd call him on his bluff and see if that's something he really wanted to do.
Well, and you know, behind every joke is also truth. So I'm guessing he was down.
He was down.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah. I do feel like that this is a really romantic first date story. Like your pull tab money turned into stripper tips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every great date has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a very, very well said.
Yeah.
So did you guys actually go to the strip club then?
We did.
Woo!
We had a ton of fun. We were doing shots and I actually bought him a dance.
Nice.
I just thought it would be funny. And then we hooked up a little in the bathroom.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. That is so gross. Like just, I mean, dirty, not is
right.
In like, I think you're dirty. I just think that the bathroom of a strip club is a disgusting place filled with germs.
Yeah, strip club bathrooms are never very nice.
No.
But, I mean, awesome first date. You guys played pull tabs, then
I
you took the money, went to a strip club, and then messed around in the strip club bathroom.
Sounds
like
cool
this
to
dude had to have been loving life.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So did it come to an end or did you guys stay the night with each other? Where'd you go after the strip club?
Well, yeah, so when we were hooking up in the bathroom, we got kicked out. The manager, he kicked us out.
That's awkward.
I do feel like it's kind of hypocritical of the strip club.
Yeah,
like,
excuse me,
you know?
No sexualness around here.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what they do. I don't know. I mean, it was probably for the best because we had a lot of shots at that point. So we got in an Uber, and the Uber dropped me off first, and I thought about inviting him in. But I didn't end up doing it. I was like, you know what? I don't want to make it too easy for him. I want, you know, want him to be able to work to get.
I mean, we were just messing around in a strip club bathroom. I don't want this guy thinking that it's all going to be so easy.
That's mixed signal.
I mean, I just can't believe you're worried about sending any signal.
I am a lady.
It's fine. Like, who cares at this point?
I think I maybe had, like, I don't want to say sobered up because I definitely hadn't. But maybe I was just thinking a little more clearly when we got to my house. And
okay.
I was like, this is where I'm going to cut it.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
So I'm guessing you guys did have a good night kiss.
Well, no, actually, just the bathroom incident.
What?
Oh. Okay. You didn't kiss goodnight?
No, I think he was expecting me to invite him inside and was, like, waiting for it. So he didn't go in for the kiss because he just kind of assumed. And then I was like, well, have a great night. It's been fun.
So Audrey, I think that's, like, a baller move. Like, this guy is totally expecting to go to your house and stay the night. And then you didn't do it.
Right.
You got him all riled up, though.
You're keeping him on his toes.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. So, I mean, we were texting a little bit the next day. So I thought everything was cool, and then all of a sudden, just silent. Like, I haven't heard from him since.
Why do you think he stopped talking to you?
I don't know if he thinks I'm like a party girl and maybe he's trying to find someone more serious, but like he doesn't really know me well enough to make that assumption yet.
Right.
If this was me, I think he's pouting. Like, what? We were kissing. You took me to a strip club. You got all this sexuality around me and then you just say goodnight and I'd be a baby and I wouldn't call you either.
That's so weird.
That's just me.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, then that's not cool. Because I was so cool to him the whole day. Like, what other girl is going to, you know, throw down drinking beers, playing games, go to a strip club? Like,
that's
are you kidding?
True.
Right.
Pretty special.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised he's not calling you back. And that's the only thing you can think of is maybe he just thinks you're too wild.
I mean, I'm a little taller than him. Aren't guys real self-conscious about that kind of thing?
Yeah, some are. Yeah.
I mean, did he mention that at all on your date?
No, but I mean, I've had guys not want to date me because of my height before.
Okay. All right. We'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Don't go to a strip club or anything. Just wait out. Wait a few minutes, okay?
No, I'm cool.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.